Tonight is the fourth light of Hanukkah, and before we start, just like to mention that I have Yahrzeit tonight for my father, Olav HaSholem, and if this year is any good, it would be nice if it could be a schus for his neshama. I thought that maybe, because it's Hanukkah, we'll talk a little bit about Hanukkah and instead of Parshas Miketz this year. So, Hanukkah. So what is Hanukkah all about? We all know that we say in Alanism, V'kovu shmonos yimei Chanukah eilo, lehodos o lehalel, leshimcho hagodol. That the Chachomim, when they were kaveh Chanukah, they made part of the mitzvah of Chanukah that should be lehodos o lehalel. It says in the Braisa, behalel v'hoidor. So there are two dinim. There's a din of halel and there's a din of hoidor. Halel meaning to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hoidor means to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now it's interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, that's Perek Gimel, first he starts with Megillah and then he continues in Perek Gimel with Chanukah. So the system goes like this. In the first halacha, he talks about the Nitzochain, the victory which we had over the Yevonim. The Bais Sheni, Kishemalche Yovan, Gozru Gezeros al Yisroel, Upitlu Dosam, V'lo Hinichu Oysam Lasok, Batoiro V'mitzvos, Upashtu Yodam B'mamoinam, Ubibnoiseyam, V'nichnesu Leheichol, Upotsu Boy Pirzas, V'timu Hataros, and the whole story. And then the Reboinishim came along, V'govru B'nei Chashmonoi, HaKoranim HaGedolim, V'hogum, V'oshiu Yisroel Miyodam, והעמידו מלך מן הכהנים, וחוזרו מלכוס לישראל, יסה על מוסיים שונים, עד החורבן השני. So that's what the Rambam tells us in Halacha Aleph, that there was a victory. Though it's worth noting that although he says that it was a victory, but he does not mention that it was a nes, and we'll come back to that. We say Alanisim, Alapurkun, Alaguas, Alachuas, and in Alanisim we talk about the Milchama. So evidently it was a Nes. But the truth is that the Rambam does not mention that it was a Nes. Where does he mention Nes? In Halacha Beis, where he talks about the Neiros. Ukeshugavru Yisroel al Oyvehem, Ba'ovdom, Bechofhei Bechodesh Kislev Hoyo, V'nichnesu Leheichol, V'loimotsu Shemen Toha B'mikdosh, Elo Pach Echod, V'loihoyo Boy Lahadlik Elo Yoim Echod Bilvat, V'idliku Mimenu Neiros HaMarocho Shmoino Yomem, Ad Shekoshu Zeisem, V'hoitziu Shemen Toha. That's what it says in Halacha Beis. So that follows then Halacha Gimel. U'mipnei Zeh, Hiskinu Chachomem, Sheba'oysoi Hadoa, שיהיו שמונס יומים או אלו שתחילוסוי חופי בקסלב, ימי שמחה והלל, doesn't mention הידור, ומדליקן בוהן הנרוס בערב על פסרי הבוטם, בכל לילה ולילה משמונס הלילוס, להרוס ולגלוס הנס. To tell us about this nes. Now, what did the Rambam identify as a nes? L'chore, he identified as a nes, that loka of the Neros. Because in Halacha Beis, that's what he talks about. He talks about the Neros, and he described the Nes. And then it says, Umipnezeh, and presumably Nezeh is what he just mentioned in Halacha Beis, which would be the Ner of the Nes of the Shemen, not the Nes of the Milchoma, which he mentioned in Halacha Aleph. And that's why it says, Shiyushmoinas Yomim Ho'elu Shitzchilosa Chofe V'kislev Yimei Simcho V'Halel, doesn't mention Hoidor, Umadlichim Bohen HaNeros Be'erev Al Pisrei HaBatem, B'chol Laila V'Laila Mishmoin HaLelos L'Haros L'Galos HaNes. So he's talking about that the Hadlokas Neros is there to reveal the Nes. Now that's one of the very big problems in the Rambam. Why doesn't he mention the din of Hoidor? There is a din of Haidah. Now, how are we Mekayim, the din of Haidah? Well, that's something we have to figure out. But there is a takona of Haidah. Now, the pashtas of that is, we'll find the answer to that, not in Hilchos Chanukah, but we'll find the answer in Hilchos Tfilah, where the Rambam brings all the halachas of mentioning in Shmoyne Esra, Me'ein Hame'oiro, Yalev Yover, Yandi Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, and so on and so forth. So there he says, B'chanukah v'purim, Moisifin b'hoidor al ha'nisim. In the Birchas Ha'idor, which is Ritzei, we add, which is Moedim Amin, excuse me, we add al ha'nisim. Shabbos Shechol Elias b'chanukah, Mazgi al ha'nisim, b'musav, and so on and so forth. So in Moedim, we mention al ha'nisim, so vice versa in the Rambam, that is a part of the general takona that in the Shmoyne Esra we mention Me'ein Hame'oira, the thing that's happening. So the Nafkamina is that by other Yomim Tovim we mention Yalev Yovai in Ritzei, and in Chanukah and Purim we say al ha'nisim in Moedim. Now, how can we learn Pshat in the Rambam? The emphasis is that we can learn that that is how the Rambam learned Haidor. Meaning what? That when they were Mesaken Halel v'Haidor, it meant like this. They were Mesaken Halel, that's a din in Chanukah. Then on Chanukah, you're supposed to say Halel. What's Haidor? Haidor is not a din in Chanukah. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it in Chanukah. It's a din in Tfilah. By Tfilah, there's always a halacha that you have to mention Me'ein Hame'oira. No, so what's wrong with Yale V'Yovah? Why don't we say on Chanukah, Yale V'Yovah, Yagia V'Yeroi, V'Yoim HaChanukah Hazeh? Why don't we say Yale V'Yovah? Oh, Teretz is, that's how the Rambam learned. He learned that the Takona of Haidah stellt sich aus in the Shmoyne Esra. That there's a din that you have to mention Me'ein Hame'oira, that has nothing to do with Chanukah, that has to do with every Yontif. So the takona was that din of Me'ein Hame'oiro you should do b'derech haidor. That means instead of saying Yalev Yovai in Ritzei, you should make it in Moedim, with the whole bracha is a bracha of haidor, and in Moedim you say al-anissim al-apukah, and you thank the Rebbeinu Shlalom on what you have to thank him for. That's the takona of haidor. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it in Chanukah? He doesn't bring it in Chanukah because it's not a Chanukah dikadin. It's a Tfilah dikadin. It's a Tfilah dikadin that the din of Me'ein Hame'oira has to be expressed through Al Hanisim, which is a Nusach of Haidor. Now that would be very well worked out and it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it needs a Teretz. Why the Rambam doesn't bring Haidor in Hilchas Chanukah? The only problem is that he brings Haidur a little bit. And we have to understand what's really going on. Because in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, he has, if you remember from last year, if you heard the Shia last year, we talked about this Rambam a lot, where the Rambam says, this beautiful Rambam, Mitzvah Ne'er Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admo'oid, that the Mitzvah of Ne'er Chanukah is a very beloved Mitzvah. Last year we talked about it, why it is a mitzvah chaviva. But let's today go on what the rest of the Rambam says in this halacha yud beis. Mitzvahs ne chanukah mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, v'tzorich odam lehizoyah bo, kedei lehodia hanes, ulehoysef b'shevach hokeil, v'hoidoyo lo, al hanisim shosolonim. So the Rambam seems to say that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chaviva ma'od, v'tzorich odam lizoyabo. Why? Kedei, because through the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, your ma'idia ha'nes, now which nes? Remember we were medayik before the Rambam, that he didn't call the nitzochon a nes. He only called the Ner a nes. But so, l'chayu, you would say over here also, kedei la'idia ha'nes. The nes of the neres, maybe, let's leave that open for a moment. So the Rambam is saying that there is a kiyum of haidor with lighting the ner, thanking him. Now that's very strange, because mimanasha, if that's what the Rambam means, that that's the takona of haidor, that when the Gemara says that there were Mesaken v'Halel v'Haidor, and the Rambam learned what is the Haidor, it's lighting the light, and lighting the light is an expression of Haidor, if that's what the Rambam would have meant, so he should have said earlier that there were Mesaken v'Halel v'Haidor. How do you say Halel? By saying Halel. How do you do Haidor? By lighting the lights. But he doesn't say that. So we were Masber before, very, very bistabatic, that the Din Haidor is not a Chanukah Dikadin, it's a tefillah de kedin, and that's why he mentions it in Hilchos Tefillah. And like we said, that it's the din that instead of saying Yale v'yavar, we say ala nisim, that we should say the kain ha'me'oiro b'derech ha'ida. Yeah, but so then what's the Rambam saying over here about ha'ida by the ne'er? So we have a little problem. We have to figure out what the Rambam means. Now the truth is, we have to take one other little step, and that is that this idea of Hoidor, if the Rambam meant that it means Hoidor on the nes of the Ner, that's really a problem, because the Maral says like that. The Maral says that Hoidor, you can't have Hoidor on the fact that there was a nes of the Shemen. What in effect did the nes of the Shemen accomplish? What the nes of the Shemen accomplished was that they were able to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas neros in the Beis HaMikdash. So every time I'm able to do a mitzvah which I thought I wouldn't be able to do, I have to be moide. That doesn't call forth hoidor. They were potter on hadlokas neros. If there's no oil, so then they're potter. So now they're not mechuyif in the mitzvah. So the Rabban Sham made a nes so that they were able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Why did he make the nes? What's it different than any other mitzvah which we can't be mekayim because we are anusim? So that needs an answer. But I'll call upon him. Even if the Rabban Sham made the nes, and therefore we were able to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas neros, there's no real reason why that should call forth haidah. Haidah you make on a nitzochon of milchama. We were in terrible danger, and the Rabban Sham helped us, Rabban biat ma'atim, tmeim biat tahorim, shalom biat tzadikim, zeidim adoz kesarosecha. Ah, the Rabban Sham did us a moira de getoiva. So that calls forth haidah. But to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah, why should that be mekayim asa haidah? Very, very strange. Zog the Maral Taka, that it doesn't. That the haidah is only on the nitzochon. And that's why in Alanism we only talk about the milchama. What do we say? Vidliku neros b'chatzlis kachecha. We'll see later on. It doesn't refer to the ner in the Beis HaMikdash. It says b'chatzlis kachecha. We'll see in a moment. So the nitzochain is the thing on which we're moider. Zog de Maral, what did you need a nes by the ner for? Well, what's the function of the nes? What are these two things? Zog de Maral, I'll tell you what, that you needed the gilui, that the milchama was a nitzochain b'derech nes. We all know that guerrillas usually win the war. The Americans learned it very, very hard lesson in Vietnam. In the end, they were thrown out. Terrorists, is soldiers in a foreign country, they've got no interest in conquering that country. The fact that their general or their king wants to have another feather in his cap and another chelik of his empire is a gates in the storm. They want to be home with their wife and kids. They're not very motivated. The people who live there, so they're motivated to defend their country. And they know all the hiding places, and they know all the paths to go, and all the people want to help them and supply them with food, and the enemy soldiers are hated by everybody, and that creates a psychological, very, very difficult matzav. It's not necessarily a nes when guerrillas win the war. So, but here was a nes. Alanissim, alapukon, it was a nes. Oh, how do we know it was a nes? That the Rabban Sham was megale, that the nitzochon of the milchama was a nes. How do we know? Because he made the nes by the ner, and mimele we know that it was a nes. So I'll call upon him. What we have our voice over here from the Maral is that there can't be a din of haidor on the ner. No, if there can't be a din of haidor on the ner, so then what's the Rambam saying that we're supposed to light the ner in order that we should be moider? So what does the Rambam mean, Hestas? That we should be moider on the nitzochon. That's also a problem, because the Rambam didn't mention that the nitzochon was a nes. It's true that the nitzochon was a nes, alanism, we say alanism. But the Rambam didn't make an issue out of it over here in Hilchos Chanukah. And to say that he mentions the nitzochon without saying nitzochon, but saying nes on the nes, which nes? The nitzochon, he didn't even mention that it was a nes. So what did he mention? That the ner was a nes. If he mentioned that the ner was a nes, so we have a din of haidor on the ner, that's difficult. Why should we have a din haidor on the fact that we were able to be mekayem a mitzvah? So we have a problem with the Rambam. So I want to suggest a solution. I have no idea whether it's right or not. I've never heard it from anybody else. And Chresnisht, but I'll offer it for what it's worth, and you'll see whether you agree. Maybe you'll agree. I said before, it should be a schus for my father, Olav HaShalom, if it's right what I'm going to say. So let's see whether it's right. What do we say in Alanism? That they lit Neiros b'chatzlos kodshecha. Now, very obviously, that's not the Neir in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzlos kodshecha. What does chatzlos kodshecha mean? The menorah wasn't in any chotzer, even if it would have referred to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't in a chotzer, it was in the Heichal. So what does it mean, v'dliku Neiros b'chatzlos kodshecha? Furthermore, the nusach b'chatzlos kodshecha, it's a pasuk in Yeshayah, the Avud Ruam says, that the nusach b'chatzlos kodshecha comes from the pasuk in Yeshaya, in Samach Beis. Al chomesayich Yerushalayim hifkadati shomrem kol hayoyim b'chol halaylo tomid lo yechashu hamazkirim es Hashem al domi lochem v'al titnu domi lo ad yichonen v'ad yosim es Yerushalayim tilo b'oretz. We're talking about Yerushalayim. Nishba Hashem b'yeminoi v'zroya uzoi im eten es degoncho oid ma'achol lo evayich. It's not your enemies who are going to eat your dogon anymore. It's not going to be the goyim who are going to drink your wine. That's going to change. Asher yogato boy. Who's going to drink it and eat it? Kim asfaf yokluhu. V'hillelu es Hashem u'mekapsof yishtu'u b'chatzlos kodesh. B'chatzlos kodeshi. Who's going to drink the wine? Mekapsof. You, the Yidden. And where are you going to drink it? B'chatzlos kodeshi. That's Yerushalayim. That's not the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash. So if we're saying in Alanism, we say b'chatzlos kodshecha, v'dliku neiros b'chatzlos kodshecha. So that's not the neir of the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we saying over here? V'dliku neiros b'chatzlos kodshecha. The Torah says that what the says in Megillah is taka in Alanism is taka faked. Like we said before, Alanism only mentions the Nitzochin. What does it mean? Hidliku neiros b'chatzlos kodshecha. That was as a simcha that they had a terrific simcha in Yerushalayim. They rejoiced when finally the Yevonim were beaten and driven out. There was a terrific simcha, and how do you celebrate a simcha? All over, in the streets and the houses, there were lights, there were candles burning, there was oil burning, like in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, like the whole of Yerushalayim was lighted up with lights of joy. That's the word. Oy bazoy, it occurred to me like this, and this is the shtickle title which I want to offer. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's, at least it's not badly wrong, I hope. But I thought that Memela, that gives us a way of understanding why the Ribbono Shel, remember we asked before, why did the Ribbono Shel make the Nes of the Shemen? What's so gefährlich if they can't be Mekayim? Had Lokas Neros in the Beis HaMikdash, you're an honest. You're an honest. There's no oil. There's no oil. There wasn't any oil. There was only, what do you call it, a Pach Shemen, a small Pach Shemen. So they didn't have oil, so they're potter. So why does the Rebbeinu have to make a nes for that? I think that the gather is that the Rebbeinu Shlolem said like this, the whole of Yerushalayim is lighted up like in the middle of the day. At midnight, it's like in the middle of the day. They're all over their neighbors because they're rejoicing in Nitzochan. I shouldn't join in the fun. If all my children are so happy that Baruch Hashem, there was a big Nitzochan, and the Yevonim were driven out, what kind of eponym does it have if the whole of Yerushalayim is bright and lit up, and by me in the Beis HaMikdash it's dark? So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm going to make a nes. I'm going to make sure that the menorah should be burning in the Beis HaMikdash, that there should be lights in the Beis HaMikdash also, so that derech those lights, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to join the simcha of his children in Yerushalayim. That is the mitzvah of the ner. Kumtach ois like this, that it's emes, that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a nes with a ner, and that's the nes, that's true. But it comes out that with a ner, we are celebrating the Nitzochan. Why? Because why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make the nes? of the Ner, the Ribbono Shel only made the Nes of the Ner, k'day that he should also be able to join into the Simcha of his children. Agav, I hold that that could be another way. Remember I said that last year we talked about the Rambam, that he said that Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oid. I said there are many other pshatim also. And I think this is one pshat that one can learn. Why is Ner Chanukah such a mitzvah chaviva? Because the Ribbono Shel has nachas every year when Yidden light the Ner Chanukah. The Ribbono Shel Olam has nachas, says, oi, that reminds me of how much I love the Yidden. That when it was a matzah where whole of Yerushalayim was lighted up with lights, and it was dark in my Beis HaMikdash, I said, oh no, I'm going to join in the Simcha also, and in Mela I made this nes of the Ner, so that we should be able to rejoice together. That's the chavivas of this mitzvah. Every time that Yidden light the menorah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is reminded, kevayochel, of that wanting to join in the simcha of his children. Oh, so oy bazoy, everything works out very well, because it turns out that the ner is be'etzem a simcha of the nitzokon. I forgot to mention one kasha, which is really also a kasha. Why do we have 8 days of Al HaNisim to remember the nitzokon? The 8 days has to do with the nes of the ner. The nitzokon, why do you need 8 days? 1 day is good enough. 20 days, why 8? The 8 is only a din in the ner. So why should Al HaNisim, which is only a hoidah on the nitzokon, why should that be 8 days? And what's hoidah doing about that locus haner over there in Perek Dalet Posuk Yud Ben Halacha Yud Bez? Oh, but the way we're learning, everything is very, very good. Avada Gevis, the Nitzokhan you celebrate for 8 days, because the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Nes of the Ner for 8 days in order to celebrate the Nitzokhan with us. So Mimela, there's an enormous kesher between the Ner and the Nitzokhan. And for 8 days of Nisan that the Ner lasted, what was Nisoyre by the Yidden? Oh, look at the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's joining us in our Simcha. There's a Ner in the Beis HaMikdash. And so what's the Ribbono Shel Olam happy about? What is that Ner, a symbol of the Ribbono Shel Olam's joy? It's the joy of the Nitzokhan. So Mimele, the Nitzokhan also by us gets celebrated for all the 8 days. So that's my Shekel Torah. In other words, the Etzem Din Hoidah is not a Chanukah Dikadan. The Etzem Din Hoidah is that the Me'ein HaMe'oire of Shmoyne Esra, we say not through Yale V'Yovai, but through Al HaNisim. That's the Etzem Din Hoidah. Aber, Devil, when we light the Chanukah candles, when we light the Chanukah Ner, we are also, what is the Lashon of the Rambam? We're Megale the Nes, K'day Lehoidia HaNes U'Lehoisev B'Shevach O'Keil V'Hoidah Yoloi Al HaNisim Sh'Oselonu. Al HaNisim, not the Ner, the Nes of the Ner, but Al HaNisim of the Nitzokhan. What's it got to do with the Ner? Why, by lighting the Ner, am I giving Hoidoya on the Nitzokhan? Giving Hoidoya, because that's what the Ner is there for. The Ner is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hidliku Neros B'Chatzos Kachecho, that the Ribbono Shel Olam joined with his Ner in the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoiche to have the same Hatzolas and the same cravers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the mitzvah Chanukah, mitzvah Ner Chanukah, is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oid. It's such a delightful mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of so much chavivas, and the way we were masveh it, it can give us a zoiros of a new friendship ki'ilu k'v'yochol between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we should be zoiche that that friendship should come to its fruition, and we should be zoiche to geula shelema.